Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nah.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Definitely vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you please tell me what is your age?
53.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied, but I don't know if we have anybody that can take it in the proper direction.
Seems like
it's been driven in the ground for years.
Okay, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you do not feel warm or cold. That would be neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one is critical race theory or CRT.
I know what it is, but I'm kind of at a blank right now on it.
Okay. Black Lives Matters or BLM?
I'm 100% for it. But I just wish everything would be distributed to all lives matter. So really, I guess you could say I'm a zero when you sort one above the others, because I think everything ought to be placed on an even keel. You know, it doesn't matter what race you are or national origin or whatever. Everybody ought to be on the same level. It should be all lives matter.
Okay. So from 0 to 100?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking. I mean, I'm 100% for it, but I'm 100% that everybody should be on the same thing. I mean, I'm 0% that one should be put above the other.
Thank you. Public school teachers?
Say that one more time. I'm in the car, too, so it's kind of hard. It's cutting in and out.
Of course, no worries. Public school teachers.
Public school teachers. I'd say I'm probably around 80. I mean, I favor and support, and I know they work against a lot of adversity, too, when you're looking at some of the kids that comes into the classroom, because you've got them from ranging from every household and background you can imagine on the upbringing and their values. So, I mean, it'd be 80. I mean, I do support, you know, the teachers.
Thank you. And the American Federation of Teachers, or ASP?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, no worries. Next one, public charter schools in general.
Public charter schools. I'm going to go back to 80.
Okay. Your local school board?
Well, they've changed. As of right now, yeah, I'm back to 80 on that, because it seems like it has improved from where it was at 8 years ago.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Oh, there's a big subject. I'm 100 for the results of when he was in office, but I'm 0 on him as a person and his attitude toward others and the way his mannerism. So I guess I'll go probably about 70 on it. Because I don't like the man, but I like what happened while he was in office. It seemed like where the economy and everything went to.
Thank you. Public schools?
Public schools?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I was confused when you said the charter schools. I was thinking public. The public schools is an 80.
Okay, and do you keep the scores that you gave to public charter schools?
Well, the public charter, you use the word public, but when I hear the word charter, I'm thinking private. I'm confused, though, because I'm thinking, when I hear the word charter schools, I'm thinking of the private schools. I'm unsure on what the public charter is in, because I was thinking that was just public schools.
Yeah, basically public charter schools is like a small group of people that goes to those schools.
If it's a public school, I mean, I'm still 80 on it.
Yeah, basically they are publicized, funded
$40,000 a year
taxes and operated by privately owned management company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a 10 on it then, because I don't like anything that's being run privately when it's using tax money to support it.
Okay, so which score would you like to give to that?
10.
Thank
just
you.
Just by saying it's privately run, it just seems like there's never enough checks and balances.
And Joe Biden?
I'm back to zero. I just think we've become basically a very weak nation. It just seems like the liberal mind frame has overrun everything. And like I said, I'm not against the liberal mind frame, but you still got to give that even keel for around the board. So, yeah, I'm a zero on him.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent. They definitely offer, and every year the kids have been in school, it seems like the teachers have went above and beyond to ensure that they reinforce what they're teaching. Even if they got big classrooms, but they still seem to give them the private attention when needed to help them get an understanding. Happy with the teachers and the school system.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll give it a 90.
Okay, so that would be good or excellent?
Oh, I'm sorry, excellent.
Okay, thank you. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Yeah, I'll say they're getting better, because it seems like they start offering more and more, you know, every few years you'll see new things being implemented.
Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? You can rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means
okay.
That public schools prepare them very well. 5, someone well, and 0, do not prepare students very well at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, be ready for higher education like college, from 0 to 10.
Well, the school system that my kids are, or my last child is in now, I give them an 8.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Well, if the job market stays the way it is for the last few years, I'll give it an 8. But if it goes back to the way it was 12 years ago, nothing can prepare them for it because they weren't out there back then.
Thank you. And understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
I can give it a 5 because I don't know if the school systems, they don't seem to, yeah, a 5.
Thank you. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
Well, I go above the school and I look at the state for their minimum qualifications. And I'd probably go on a 5 again, because once they start taking cursive out of there and certain things that they may need, yeah, 5. And that comes from the state level more so than the individual school.
Okay, so from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Develop social skills.
One, because technology has ruined that. To me, I don't blame the schools for that, though. It's just with computers and technology, the face-to-face, you know, interactions between each other, I mean, it's completely gone because everything's through the Internet anymore.
Thank you. And develop critical thinking skills.
5 again. Yeah, 5.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of public school education?
I would say I think it's been about the right amount. It's just sometimes the philosophy of what they generate within that. I think that's where the issue can lie sometimes. But money-wise, I'd say I give it the right amount.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Yes or no? No.
No.
Okay.
No. Just what I've read and on what their decisions have been and the people that's on the board, their beliefs of what got them elected.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
I feel stupid on this because I know I've read about it, but I'm completely blank on what it, the theory and philosophy behind it right at the moment.
Okay, so would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I'd just say a little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Give me a quick gist on the CRC, the definition of it, because I am blank.
Well, this is based on what you know.
Okay, like I said, I'm blank on what it is right now in a critical race. I am completely blank, so I'm just going to go a 2.
Okay, strongly agree.
Or very little.
Agree. Someone disagreed or strongly disagreed?
I'm blank. I mean, I've got to go neutral. I mean, I don't even know which way to go on the fence on it because I'm completely blank on it.
Okay, no worries. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
Like I said, you got me thinking on these because the sensitive subjects, it depends on what the sensitive subject is, but I think that they're removing a lot of things that I think could make somebody more well-rounded on things that affect them.
Okay, so nothing at all, a little, or a lot?
A little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Okay, let me see if I heard you right. The teachers shouldn't be able to dictate the school's curriculum?
This is the individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate the school's curriculum.
I'm still trying to understand what you're saying. The parents shouldn't...
Yeah, let me repeat it. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach the children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
The teachers are professionals. Parents shouldn't I guess I disagree because I don't think, because with the teachers, you still got individual ideas coming into it. And the parents, I mean, I'm not saying their input should always be accepted and gone with, but I mean, they should have input on what's going on, which would come down, I guess, the school board and votes. But yeah, I just, the teachers itself, they may be professional in the way they've been taught and do it, but too many of them bring their ideas into school, whether they're, you know, on the far right or far left, whatever it may be. And sometimes they start teaching on their beliefs instead of what should be. So yeah, the checks and balances need to be had.
So that would be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Public schools students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's sad what happened, but history is history. I mean, you can't change it. You can only learn from it and make it better and do the right thing in the future.
That would be a strongly agree or...
Yeah.
And a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on a political viewpoint without censorship.
No, I disagree with that, because then you get however their beliefs are on. I've seen that happen in the schools where a teacher would have their beliefs and that's how they would be teaching into the class, instead of both points of view and, you know, letting them decide for themselves of what they believe. But yeah, I don't agree with that.
That would be a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Yeah, strongly disagree.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of four ideas that someone says will help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me if you agree or if you support or strongly opposed to that. The first one says, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose this?
I oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Raising the standards for entry to teaching professions, including tutor certifications and licensing requirements.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Yeah, I agree.
Strongly or
strongly
somewhat?
Agree.
Okay.
Strongly agree.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Increasing teacher pay.
Oh, Lord, there's so many variables that can be brought. I disagree, strongly disagree, because there's so many variables that come into play with that.
Thank you. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I support it, but like I said, I just want everything brought into it, not just the word black. You know what I mean? I support it, though, because I think it just more well-rounds a person in understanding each other, but I just think everything ought to be more than just the word black whenever they talk about things. So I do support it, though.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly support it. Well, I'll say somewhat support it, because I just think there ought to be more of a rounded educating on everybody.
Okay. And the last part, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I'll go 5 on it.
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 23 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and an anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10?
5.
And those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in a school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equation or learning to spell. It's also engaging critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in a school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? Schools is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead this discussion in a respectful way, unbiased and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10?
I'm going to go a 5 because I think they go way overboard on it, because we got a kid that goes to school where my son does. He identifies as a cat, and they put a bowl on the floor and let him go meow in the class. That's too far. That's too much.
Okay.
So I'll just go a 5. I mean, it's a good idea. Like I said, I believe everybody ought to be well-rounded, but opinions start coming in and personal beliefs and the mannerism, kind of like a politician. They kind of throw it at you the way they want you to believe it instead of just teaching it.
Okay. And sometime over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement: that public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly. I strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I'm still back and forth on that one, because you asked me that one too a little bit ago. And the teachers, say that one more time for me, because I want to try to make sure I completely understand what you're saying.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children.
Okay, I strongly disagree. I strongly disagree.
Okay.
Because it needs to be more than just the teachers deciding.
Okay, and switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to 2 years of college.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe the work situation you have? Employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed. I've been at the same job for 30 years.
Okay. And are you currently married or married with a partner? Single, separate, widow?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Oh, I guess I got to identify something else, because I voted for both sides of the fence, because I try to look down the middle of what their beliefs are and what they're coming at us with, but then try to watch how many of one or the other you get into the office, because then it becomes a dictatorship if it overrules the other too much. So I guess something else.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yeah.
Which of the following describe your child's or children's education? Public, charter, private, or homeschool?
Public.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, someone conservative or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Usually twice a month.
Okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Someone is born again, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian.
Hey, I hate to rush off. I just got home from work and somebody's pulling in my driveway. I don't know who it is, but I thank you for what you've done. It's been making me think.